It's great to be down here. This is a real good opportunity for our football teams. I talked about last week. It's a beautiful facility. We came down yesterday, met with Sean and the Saints staff, and they showed us around. I think this is just a great layout. The fields are beautiful. All the facilities are great. The Saints couldn't be more hospitable and accommodating. The Greenbrier setup is pretty unique, but really, it's been, it's great. So look forward to the week here. I look forward to the work on the field. And, I think this is a good opportunity for each of us individually to improve and for our football team to improve, working against a quality organization, quality football team. And, I have all the respect in the world for the Saints, their entire organization, Sean, and the way they do things. So just be good 3 days for us. Looking forward to it.
Bill, Sean was just mentioning a moment ago, he said one of the reasons why you guys are working out for the third time together is because you don't have to worry about dealing with people getting in fights and all those things. It's more of a productive situation. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I think we've had a great working relationship with the Saints. And, Sean and his staff, from a coaching standpoint, we both feel like we get done things that are beneficial to our teams. The players work hard, but they do it in a in the right way, and kind of the same tempo that we, I think, do it separately when we're with each other. So that's, that all kind of falls into place.
Bill, you guys acquired Asante Cleveland tight end yesterday. What is it about him that, makes you want to work with him?
It just gives us a little more depth at that position, and I don't see how it goes. We did a lot of work on him coming out of Miami, out of college from Miami. He's been kind of on the practice squad at San Francisco, a couple of games on the roster. So, didn't really want to give up Debbie, but you've got to give up something to get something. So, I think hopefully both guys will be able to help both teams in positions of need.
Is he more of a move guy, or would you say he's a combination guy who does a little bit of the in-line stuff as well?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, there's a tight end, so he's done pretty much everything.
Well, Sean said there's a lot about your organization that he's tried to model his out of. Is there anything about Sean that he does with the Saints that you in turn try to?
We look at a lot of things that they do and a lot of other great organizations in this league and we can find things that can help us, or we feel like they have a good idea or a good way of doing things. We certainly investigate it. Sometimes it works for us, sometimes it doesn't, but I think, certainly we always look at what Sean does.
Bill, the opportunity for both defenses to go against likely future Hall of Famers, can you comment on how it's a very rare thing in the preseason?
Our preseason schedule has a lot of good quarterbacks on it. Drew's certainly one of them. We've practiced against him in the past, coached against him in games, coached against him in the Pro Bowl, and he's obviously a great player. So they have a lot of other good players on this team. It'll be good for all of us to see those matchups, and it'll do nothing but make us better. So,
do you see any similarities between you and Sean, maybe in terms of innovation or creativity or anything like that?
We've never worked together, but we have a good friendship and a good working relationship apart from each other. So, that's the way I'd characterize it.
What's the best case scenario for what you guys are hoping to do the next 2 years?
To get better, improve our football team.
Sean was asked just a couple minutes ago if you've ever made him laugh, and his answer was, "You make him laugh when he watches you talk to us." I was curious your reaction to his comment there.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
So how good is this for reps, getting Thomas said in the past, and the other guys have said, a lot of reps, a lot of great situational football that you maybe can't get sometimes out of the preseason game?
That's true. I mean, a lot of times our players aren't, certain players aren't on the field in different situations that come up in the game, but we can control that here, so that's good. We're kind of only getting half the reps we normally get because we only have one team on the field instead of two. So, but on the other hand, it gives us a chance to, you know, get organized, prepare for those situations, you know, kind of have a pace for, you know, play a series, out a series, play a series, out a series, kind of like a game is. So it's a little more of a game-like situation, game-like conditions in terms of that. Yeah, and there's just so many benefits to working against them. It's, there's a give and take, but there are so many benefits that, you know, we think it's worthwhile.
You'll see this, is, Sean said, it's such a great benefit for some of the younger players because part of developing them is getting them to understand that they can compete at this level and do it against, you know, some other team. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, no question.
So is there value in going against the same team for the third time, or do you like to kind of change it up a little bit every other year or with a different team?
Well, I mean, we're a little bit, anytime you do this, you're somewhat constrained by what your preseason schedule is, so... Saints have been on our preseason schedule, whatever it is, three of the last 5 years. We've been able to, you know, have good working relationships with them on all those. So, you know, I'm sure if they're on our preseason schedule again, it's something we'd consider. If they're not, you know, I don't know, they'd probably be a little bit harder to do logistically, but wouldn't rule it out. It would just be a little more challenging.
You know, seeing Tom miss a couple practices, I'm just curious, how much do you see that affecting his rhythm at all and what you're seeing out on the field when he is there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Bill, for the local media, what kind of restrictions do you have on the players while they're here on the grounds? Are they able to do anything while they're here?
Well, we're here for one reason, and that's to improve our football team individually and collectively. So. You know, it's training camp. Players come out and compete hard on the field, but an important part of any training camp is meetings, preparation, rest and recovery. So all those things are important. So we don't want those to take a back seat to anything else. This is what we're here for. This is our job. This is our living. And we're a very competitive team, so we're going to do all we can to get the most out of it.
Day for Eastern Illinois to have Sean and Garoppolo.
Sure is.
I'm sure you've been watching Hard Knocks, right? Paying attention to your old quarterback's coach, seeing what's going
on
down there.
I missed that.
Did you? I'm sure you saw that fight last night on TV. Did you talk to your team about avoiding that kind of thing here, or what are your?
Yeah, we're not really worried about any other team in the league. We're just worried about what we're doing, and obviously the team that we're competing against. Last week it was Green Bay, this week it's New Orleans, next week it's Carolina, so that's where our focus is. We have plenty to do, take care of our own business, and a lot of things that we can work on. We're not really here to comment on what's going on everywhere else in the league. That's not our job.
So, Bill, does this experience at a remote location kind of take you back to earlier training camps, and is there any team bonding value that getting away from Fox?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is, you know, it's great for you know, a team to pretty much be by itself without a lot of distractions or, you know, minimal family, friends, or anybody else like we do when we go on the road. So it's a good opportunity for us to just concentrate on what we're doing and get the most out of it. And we spend a lot of time around each other at the facility, but now it kind of gives all us a chance to spend a little more time with each other. In addition to that, which I think is a, you know, is a good thing. And, you know, again, we practice against each other a lot. We've got a lot of, you know, Patriots against Patriots. Now it's, you know, good to, you know, have another team on the other side of the ball where we can kind of rally as one team and compete against that team in a good way. I'm not in the wrong way, but in a good way. But that's what competition is, you know, teamwork and working together and supporting each other and, you know, having the offense, defense, and special teams play complementary football and win as a team. And so this is certainly, I'd say, part of that process and a team building itself together.
Last question, guys. Or maybe, or how much things have changed given the fact that I don't think people equate luxury resort and training camp together. Does it show you how maybe things have changed in the game over the last 10 or 15 years?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of training camps have changed from what they were, but, you know, football is football. Once you get out there, it's not those white lines. It's, I don't care where you do it. It's, you know, it's football. It's competition on the football field. So you can take all the rest of it out of it. It doesn't really matter. Once you cross those white lines, then, you know, you're a football team playing against another football team. That's, you know, it's all the same.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right.